Welcome to Married AF. We are your hosts, Brooke and Randall Fowler. On this show, we discuss the topics that really matter.
Like big veiny cocks and our favorite TV shows.
So pull up a chair at our kitchen table and hang out.
While I bulldog my nuts. Greetings.
Hello.
And salutations. Is it salutations or salutations?
What did you say the first time?
Greetings and salutations.
Salutations.
All right. I believe you. Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the show. We're here to fuck shit up.
All day.
We've been trying to get this show started for 35 minutes. Technical difficulties
afoot. Roughly. It was milliseconds away from flipping the table and saying, fuck it.
And no recording tonight.
Just the fucking computer gremlins were abound in both computers. We have two, and both of them are acting like little fuck sticks.
Yeah, and I'm useless with that, so I just sit back and wonder what you're doing.
It's fine. I went back to the old trusty, turn it off, turn it back on, and voila.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and do our muscle vodka shot.
Sure thing. Wait, you're doing the one in the silver?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep.
Muscle vodka, we love you. Everybody be on the lookout for a new product launch from Muscle Vodka. It's going to blow your tits off and your dicks.
All of them and your butts.
It sounds like the coolest shit ever invented, and hopefully we'll have some
I'm intrigued,
to discuss
for sure.
Soon with everyone.
All right, cheers.
Yep, cheers.
Can't reach you. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. And remember, musclevodka.net, use code MARRIEDAF at checkout for 10% off.
Yeah, I'm going to come clean about Spunk Lube right now.
What? About our mishap?
No, I've kind of burned myself out on Spunk Lube. And I don't want to sound bad because I think their product is glorious.
It's amazing. What are you talking about? We use it all
the time. I don't know. I feel like it can almost become crack. Just saying, use with discretion. It'll become like, it's too easy. It's too good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, we don't use it every time.
No, but I could see it happening. It's almost like, you know, you're like, hey, I'm going to step back from the Spunk Lube for a minute because this shit.
We can't, we can't use silicone anymore.
It can
become
a crutch.
Sure. But the regular OG is still okay. But yeah, I can definitely see where. So every time we have sex without it, are you like in the back of your head, like wishing you had it?
No. No.
Like a fiend?
No. But I know that it's right there in my end table.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. Just, you know, you don't have to use it all the time. That's what I'm saying. It's available in there. And it's such a good product that it can be abused. It's like pain pills.
Yeah.
Control yourself. So for me, I feel like I go a little crazy with it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Got to watch myself with the Spunk Lube.
You just need to talk that out and get it out there.
Let the world know that, hey, you got to be a responsible user.
Of because that shit's good.
It will,
It's like real good.
It would also be nice if it came out in the proper dosage per squirt. Because you can't see it in the dark. You don't know how vigorous you're pumping and miss hands and cocks.
You know how vigorous you're pumping, which is extremely.
I guess. I'm just saying. They need to Randy proof one is all I'm saying. It dispenses properly.
There's no such thing.
If it only dispensed one small squirt every 5 minutes, it would be perfect for
me. It does add some comic interludes into our sexy time sometimes. Yeah. When I'm like, why is it all over both of our stomachs?
Yeah. Yep. It definitely does that. It can add some
shit gets everywhere.
So
we've got some definite soul glow stains on our sheets.
Oh yeah, you get those 99%.
I think that was from
the
silicone stuff though.
The silicone is forever there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it's even its benchmark. That's how they advertise it, is
good luck getting this shit off.
One drop, you can use it in water. I mean, it's got to be strong for you to use it in water. Yeah. So,
my skin, no likey.
No.
No likey.
I think Brooke has a mild allergy to silicone.
Yeah. So.
So we'll use the hybrid and the natural.
I just like the natural. I just want to stick to the OG natural.
Yeah. The olive oil.
That's the other one.
The natural is made with olive oil. But the pump one is the. I believe that's the hybrid, the one they call the OG.
Yeah.
And then there's the pure silicone that you don't like.
Yeah. I just like the one in the pump bottle.
Yeah. You're not a fan of the avocado oil because that is pure.
That's probably what has stained our sheets.
That shit is because it's so thin. Yeah. And it is just like putting some olive oil in your frying pan. No different. You're just putting it
on
the puss.
On your bathing suit parts. Yeah. So
buy your Spunk Lube.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful stuff. So other sponsor we can't forget is Bio Bidet.
Or as Griffin said in his episode, buy a bidet.
I meant to.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, I meant to tell you that. I didn't know if you caught that or not. And when I was talking about his friend that wanted a bidet for Christmas, I was like, tell him to go to biobidet.com. Is it .com?
Mm-hmm.
I had the .net in my head from Muscle Vodka. I was like, tell him to go to biobidet.com and use Meredith. He's like, sweet. Guarantee you, he fucking told him to go to buy a bidet because that's what he said on our episode. Oh, Griffin.
Yep.
Oh, dear sweet Griffin.
Yeah, it was funny. Well, we... hopefully everybody's put to rest our little drama fest this week. No drama, really. Nobody was ever mad at anyone.
Nobody was ever mad at anybody. And whether that guy...
Joe.
Hello, Joe, if you listen.
Joe's a funny fucker. He used to be the host of Off Color Discussions.
Is that? Oh, that's the one he was on. Okay.
And that show ended, and now he's launching his own one coming up that any pods will do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's funny as shit.
Yeah. And
If you haven't
Cliff
heard
Notes
it,
version is, yeah, he was a guest on the hashtag No Offense show, which is our buddies Chris and Duchess and Tampa Two Rings.
And I gotta get you those shoes, brother. I'm gonna get them out this week.
Yeah. He was a guest on their show, and I don't even know what they were talking about. I think they were talking about the Royal Rumble.
And Almy being here.
Yeah, and Almy being over at our house, yeah. And then he was like, Married as fuck is boring as shit. That guy talks slow as fuck.
Yes. Which I thought was hilarious. Me and Brooke were listening to it, and I even like replayed it for
her. We were just like listening to it just to check out like the first part of hashtag no offense episode, like, because we saw, I think you must have seen it pop up, but they had a new one, and like, I don't even know if you were paying attention when he first said it.
No, because he's kind of quiet. And, yeah. I mean, I'm just a fan. I mean, we both are. We just like that show. So.
And I was like, hang on, what did he just say?
Yeah, I was going to overlook it. You're right. I was going to be like, I don't even know what he said. That's cool.
Well, I really didn't hear him the first time. I was like, wait, were they talking about us? Like, was he talking about you? Like, go back.
Yeah. So anyway, what was funny about it is, I put out a tweet right afterwards, like earmarking it for people, and was like 16 minutes something. And I put the quotes of what Joe says. I was like, that's fucking hilarious. Great episode so far. Cause we stopped, halfway through, and I finished the next day. And so I put that on there. It was awesome. Yeah. And then the next day.
Well, you made a video saying.
Well, the next day, I started getting some messages from listeners about it, wondering if there's beef, if there's any kind of issues. And there were zero.
Right.
I was never upset with, there's no reason to be, so I would never be upset with hashtag no offense. And Joe, I took it totally as just a comedy dig, he's not lying. He said, I talk slow. It doesn't take rocket science. I'm a Southern brain damaged individual.
Southern gentleman. Brain damaged.
TBI over here. That's some knocks to the head.
What's the CTE? CTE.
I wish it was all that. It's really just, I'm just Southern. I'm just country.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever, but Yeah, so I guess we got a few messages. You got some texts about it or something. So then you recorded a video in response to and posted it on Twitter. Like, hey, it's fine. It's like there's nothing. There's no.
Don't be mad at. My biggest thing was for people not to be mad
at hashtag no offense.
Chris and them.
Yeah.
At hashtag no offense, and not to be mad at Joe. I didn't want people like, oh, that's ridiculous, you know, no. And I didn't want people to think there's a anyways. Fake beef.
Yeah.
Now, I did record it in very WWE promo-like, and that was intentional. That's just the way it's supposed to
well,
be.
That's just the way you do shit.
Yeah. And anyway, so all in all, it's nothing.
Jody's video.
Parody was the best part of it. And it was immediate. It was incredible how fast... He set up lighting, found a toboggan.
The only thing you were missing, though, Jody, you didn't go sit outside in your fucking truck.
And you yelled. I didn't yell. I never raised my voice. Jody went full wrestler.
He went full Buff Bagwell.
Yes. But it was still fantastic.
No, it was. I laughed way harder at Jody's video than I laughed at yours, babe. Sorry.
Well, mine was. I did too. But
and then today.
Joe released the video. He's super nice. I didn't expect him to do that. You know, he didn't have to do that.
Funny.
I mean, I friended or followed him after the fact, actually, because I was like, oh, shit, that shit was funny.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can put that to rest. Hopefully they realize, but there is absolutely nothing but love. I totally am fine. Whether it was, even if it was real, I mean, come on. Somebody, you know, people have their opinions. It's no big deal. I promise you. There are people that don't like our show and everybody else's shows. It's just the way it is, you know?
No, there's definitely, I mean, yeah. This show isn't for everybody. Every show isn't for everybody.
We have family members that are disgusted by our show.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
That vomit.
That my oldest sister does not listen to this at all. She there's no way. This would not entertain her.
No.
Agreed.
But
however, I think some of her kids listen.
Yeah, so shout out. Hashtag no offense.
Yes.
Shout out to Joe. I think he pronounced his name like Bouye.
I don't know.
I believe it's B-O-U-L-E-Y.
Joe B.
Everybody be on the lookout for his new show.
Any pods will do.
Yeah, coming out. And so that is that. But I thought it was funny. It actually made sense with his video that he said, you know, he'd missed the Rumble and kind of come in hot one, take some, makes total sense.
No, that did make total sense. I was like, oh, okay. I mean, the Rumble, all that was everybody fucking taking digs at each other and coming in hot at Blunt Mommy, and then she came in and fucking slapped everybody around.
Yeah. And because I, like, we were sitting there with Almy, and Almy's just a fucking madman on the mic, so I was like, just take our part, because you're just on a roll. I mean, me and you and Christina were just sitting there laughing at Almy.
Right. Well, and for one, like, the... everything we had plugged into his thing, the sound was only going to the Skype through his
one mic,
or through the, it was actually through my mic. I handed it to Almy for his part and then was like, it's all the way over there. What are me and Randall gonna do? Like,
no,
hover over.
Way too good.
Yeah, he was doing great. He was on a roll talking about catch that smoke.
And so it's funny because I got the And now all the shows are running with it because I got the White Knight comment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like now everybody's running with that on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Every time there's like comments and multiple threads, they're like, oh, you're the White Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was, did something valiant. I just was letting Almy.
No, it wasn't because of that, dum-dum.
I thought it was because of that because I wasn't in there.
No, the way I took it was because Amanda called you the White Knight of the podcast group is because you're the upstanding gentleman. You're not the one talking about.
Oh, I thought it was just because I wasn't partaking because I was letting Almy use our part.
No, that my interpretation was otherwise.
Either one of those are great. Yeah. I'll take either one. I am both of whatever that is.
That is true.
for some reason. But I didn't realize until last week, we didn't mention it, but Amanda's co-hosting a show with Man Brain.
Yeah, we listened to the first
one. I know, but
one.
We didn't acknowledge it last week on the last episode.
Oh. Yeah, well, because we just did a short intro, and then it was when Almy was here, which was so much fucking fun.
Yeah, and when sorry to cut you off, but when the first episode, when she was doing the accent, I said it was her from 1 second
in. I said it was her, and then I was like, hang on.
Then you talked yourself. That's where I was going with it. You were like, nope, no, not her. It's, who is that?
And then she kept talking, and I was like, nope, her.
I did for 100%. But it's funny. Those two are definitely good for each other.
No, they're both silly and...
We'll dive into the butt plugs. The same ways. And,
right.
The kink and the ass play. And
yeah.
They are.
I mean, and Dave must be a champion because I don't know how they fucking coordinate time zones. He's in goddamn Australia.
Oh, I know.
It's tomorrow.
That dude is
It's like lunchtime there tomorrow. It's 9:30 at night here. It's like lunch there tomorrow or later. I don't fucking know.
I've never seen him miss a beat on social media either. No. Like he chimes in every, he never sleeps.
I don't think he does. That's what Beast. I'm trying. Yeah. Like he, in the Royal Rumble, I'm like, what time is it where you are?
He was my favorite part of the Rumble. Honestly, I just like listening to him talk.
I know. I do too. I'm one of those fucking stupid Americans. That's I like, love that you have a cute accent. Keep talking.
I still don't know what jazz crackers are.
I don't know either. And I saw somebody spell it J-A-T-Z.
I don't know, but...
Or was that a miss?
Like, I don't want to know. I just want to imagine what I picture.
What the fuck are jazz crackers? Was that like an Almy and him thing? I feel like Almy had a lot of sayings with people that I was... they were going over my head.
Yeah. Yeah, I picture him as a cracker jack.
Okay. What is that? I mean,
Or a circle jerk, where guys jerk off on a cracker.
That's called a cracker jack?
That's how I always heard it was called a cracker jack. I've
never heard that referred to as a cracker jack.
Yeah.
I've heard circle jerk, and that's about it. And then bukkake is about the only other, like...
But doesn't a cracker jack make sense now?
Yeah, for sure.
Jack off crackers.
It totally... When you say it, when you explain it that way, yes, it makes total sense. But, yeah. Jazz crackers? I don't know. I like the way it sounds.
Yeah.
Is it like jazz hands?
I don't know. I don't want to ruin for me, so I want to keep it like it is.
I also had to ask about what catch that smoke was. I felt like such a fucking dum-dum.
Such an oldie.
Yeah. I'm like, what's happening?
What? Man, they have not let that go either. That thing has caught fire and stayed. Bearded Dad chimed in on it. Just sent out a random tweet of his thick, meaty nipple.
Thick, meaty, hairy... bulgy nipple. Why, Shane? Why? Stop.
I don't
that.
Know. But he said, I want all the smoke.
I don't want it from Shane.
No one does.
I don't want Braz.
No one replied to that tweet.
Everybody's running out of the room.
Yeah, his
hair on fire.
His giant meaty cock has become a thing of legend now, too.
Gross. I don't. Can we not talk about it again for 10 minutes?
It's meaty. That's the exact word I would use.
We talked about it in ad nauseum on the when Almy was here.
Yeah. Shout out to Bearded Dad, though.
Yep. Holla.
Yeah. So everything's been crazy. Everything after the post holidays, like, letdown is real, or it is for me. Like, you don't know what to do with yourself for about a week.
Well, there's after Christmas, and then it's like taking all the Christmas decorations down. It's like I'm always ready to do it, but then once they're down, I'm like...
I know, you're kind of depressed
for a minute. It's not the holidays anymore. Like, it's over.
It's a whole year away.
Like, it's my favorite time of year. Once it's October, I'm fucking jazz crackers.
I agree. That's both of our favorite. That's when the year gets the funnest to me.
October through December is holly jolly holiday time. Halloween, fucking Thanksgiving, everything. Love it, love it, love it. Birthdays. And then right before New Year's, taking down the Christmas decorations, I'm like, life is terrible.
The only thing keeping me going, keeping me alive, is this Disney trip. We're going to Disney World in February.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we will be down near hashtag no offense, right?
Orlando isn't near Tampa, I don't think.
I've heard them talk. They go to Disney World all the time.
Yeah, it's like a couple hours.
Yeah, well, they can come meet us. They have like passes. They're going to be there.
If they have season passes, then they need to fucking come kick it. We'll roll deep because it's going to be us and my sister's family. So there's going to be 7, possibly 8 if Griffin goes. I don't know what's going on with that. You know, we got to buy him a ticket. Yeah. He's going to go, and it's going to be ridiculously expensive sure. to buy a one solo 5-day ticket. Yeah. But
yeah, we need to find that out. You're soon. I need to. I'll check in on that. He'll be here this weekend, so we'll find it out.
Sure. Yeah, Delano lives in Orlando too.
Yeah, I'm stoked about it. I'm ready to see if this shit's worth the going in debt for the rest of our lives.
We're not going in debt for the rest. We've already paid for the tickets. We've already paid for the condo. We've got $100 worth of Disney, or $500 worth of Disney gift cards. So $100 for each day that we're there to start off with. That's already done.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I agree.
And that $500 was air quotes free. I just, it was reward money from work. And I feel good about it. We're going to have to find somebody to take care of the dogs. The only thing that scares the fucking shit out of me is we haven't had any snow this year here.
Mm-hmm.
Susan said something the other day, it'll probably happen when we're at Disney. So now in the back of my head, since she said that, I'm just freaking out. What if it snows while we're in Disney and whoever's taking care of our dogs can't get over here?
Then they die. Sadly. Well, no, they could probably live a week. It would be terrible to come home to them. I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying what would happen. It would be an awful scene.
No, Amanda was like, we've got all-wheel drive. I was like, oh, I'll be calling you. And telling...
Have you not just offered to her? That makes total sense.
She lives...
Oh, I thought you were talking about Amanda Mitchell.
No. Amanda.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Amanda Mitchell.
Work, no. Because I haven't talked to her lately, but yeah, I mean...
She's probably the best option.
Yeah, I should ask him.
Look at us discussing things no one has any ideas about.
We're boring the shit out of people right now. Sorry. Yeah.
Who's going to watch our dogs on our vacation? You want to know what marriage is really like? That's what marriage is like right there. We're just giving you a taste, motherfuckers.
Talking through
that
some...
That is no bullshit
real
marriage.
Life shit.
And then you have sex.
Now let's go do it.
Go night-night.
Go fuck yourself. Oh, wait. No, we're still... Okay.
Yeah. But I wanted to touch on a couple things this week while it was just me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Before we have on some shitty ass guests.
What?
The R. Kelly series.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to send
that
this
dude
to.
Dude is going bye bye soon. They're hot. All these reopening cases.
I'm all about it.
Me too.
Fucking.
That series is the most damning thing I've ever seen on planet Earth.
They are spilling all the tea, all of it, and I fucking love it.
I knew he was a nasty bastard.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Everyone has said it for years. It's so much like Harvey Weinstein. Some of these fuckers just get swept under the rug when it's that much in everyone's faces. And
what?
Good Lord, he had some basic slaves. He was bringing in sex slaves, young girls. It's fucking crazy.
I mean, that's kind of the part I didn't really know fully. I mean, I knew about he is a sick bastard and
pissed on girls.
Had a preference. Of course, every fucking buddy knows that. And when we watched that show,
I want to piss on you. Yes, I do.
That was in my head for the rest of the fucking day. So everybody knows he likes to have sex with and pee on 15-year-old girls or younger.
13 in the video.
Disgusting.
When he pissed in her mouth.
Fucking disgusting. What I didn't know was in the later episodes when we were watching it, and we haven't watched all of them. There's 8 episodes. I think we watched 3.
We did.
And he enslaves these girls, just like you were saying. I mean, there's that one poor girl. I mean, bless her heart. She was 14 at the time, going to his trial to as a looky-loo, as a spectator.
And a fan of his music.
And a fan. Sweetheart, he's on trial for child pornography and inappropriate acts with young girls. You're 14. She was making friendly conversation with him, and he was like, hey girl. And then one of his lackeys calls her, why don't you come to the house? Literally zero red flags going up for her. What, sweetheart? What the fuck? And then she's one of the girls that ends up being one of his slaves.
Yeah, and I mean, he has them. You can't blame her.
He's literally a cult leader, because some of the girls, she got out. I mean, he's beating them and keeping every girl separate.
Mm-hmm.
They have to text him or call him and ask if they can go to the bathroom. If they piss him off, he starves them, like prohibits them having food, but he'll eat right in front of them. Like, my blood was boiling watching this shit. Like, I want to start like a, you know, get the pitchforks.
Well, they've already done it. The whole mute R. Kelly thing is huge. Oh my God, it's now
he's out disgusting. Of control. I mean,
John Legend, Common, all these guys are now
disgusting
fighting for it. But I mean, you can't be mad at those 14-year-old girls. When I was 14, if there was any I know you're not. I'm just saying, like, their brains can't be expected to have handled it any differently.
It just makes me so sad. Like, no, I'm not victim blaming at all.
His genetics. In the show, it shows you. His older brother's in prison.
What's he in prison looking for?
Looking like, I don't know, but looking every bit of like a murderer.
Oh my God, he's like missing a tooth.
Yeah, and then his other brother is in a huge fight with him.
I was singing like a canary.
And so, I mean, you look at all that, and it's pretty clear that he's disgusting. He even would say it in interviews. The guy, if anything, he likes what he likes, which is young girls, and he even said it in an interview. He's like, how young do you mean?
Right. Oh, that's what the guy from MTV was like. He was surprised,
sir.
Well, he was surprised that they were going to let him ask that question, and he asked it. And instead of, like, he had just gotten acquitted from this charge.
The original.
Literally, like, probably just left the courtroom, sat down in this interview. And when the guy asked that question, he was, in the interview, he was like, this was his out. He could have easily just been like, what? No. But instead, he's like, what do you mean? What, do I like young girls? What age is young to you? Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, guilty, like, right there. It doesn't even matter what he finishes with.
And the guy was like, 19? He was like, or younger? And he was like, oh, 19's fine. That's legal. I was like, we're all just like head on desk. Like, and he said, like, he said, I couldn't believe they fucking aired it. They actually put it on with the whole interview. Like, he's like, I thought for sure they were going to cut that out because that is so incriminating.
his ass is going to be in there with Cosby. Watch.
I hope they both get...
Chicago has to. They are now under so much pressure, and they've reopened the investigations. The prosecutors sent out a thing today on social media telling all the victims to please come forward, talk to them again.
Well, and the reason he got off in that trial in the first place is because clearly he paid off the family of the girl.
Well, in the video that people... They never got for sure whether it's ridiculous, but yes, they clearly paid the girl and the dad. Because
the girl's aunt was like, "I know for 100% certainty that's my niece."
Mm-hmm.
And there was a point she said that like it seemed like they all knew that it was her, but then all of a sudden when they were in court, she's like, "Nope, not me." And her uncle gets up there, "Nope, not me," or "Nope, not my niece." And that one lady was like, "What? I think her name was Sparkle." She's like, what the fuck?
That shows you how many people bought fucking Ignition and Bump and Grind.
I'm going to tell you what. Ignition, that was the anthem to my time in Athens. Every fucking... I would be on top of a bar dancing so fast when Ignition would come on.
Yeah, now people
love that song.
They will not play it.
No, and it's a goddamn shame. It was a good time back in 2001 and 2 or whatever, but fuck you, R. Kelly, so hard. Like,
I'm the one that would usually be like, you know what? I can still like his music. Mm-mm. And on this one, I'm even like, I can't even listen to his fucking shit. And they're some of the best slow jams that was on all my mixtapes. And now me is like, I can't listen to his shit.
Well, what about,
I can't feel like I'm contributing to that. He's clearly... pedophile,
yes,
rapist,
yes,
slave owner, fucking crazy man,
and a woman hater, because he beats all of them up too. I mean, it's like
he's the total package.
It's sexual abuse, physical abuse. He's a monster and a piece of shit, garbage. Fucking, he needs to go right in the same cell with Cosby, and they can pound each other in the ass and go straight to hell.
Well, they could write some cool-ass pudding pop jingles together.
How many weddings have you been to, though, with Step in the Name of Love?
I mean, but I'm just saying, that's over. It is now with this. It needs with to, the I new hope so, yeah. social media, all yes. the Me Too movements. Now this Mute R. Kelly movement.
Yeah,
they don't go away now. Like once a hashtag is assigned,
yeah.
In today's, you're guilty as fuck, and he really is guilty. So
oh, they had everybody
add all that on top of it. He's going away for the rest of his
life. No, it's a good series though. If anybody hasn't watched it yet, it's on Lifetime. Surviving R. Kelly. It's intense and it's really good.
If you got daughters, shit, I couldn't watch it.
If you, yeah, if you've got daughters, you, I mean, that one lady that like was going to LA and trying to like see her daughter, and then I mean,
trying to find her, get her daughter out of slavery.
She was so brainwashed. She's been gone for like 10 years.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
And he's got her brainwashed, and to, I mean, it's just so sad. It's heartbreaking and infuriating, and it's good though, but. And I'm glad they put it out there. I mean, and they recorded it just like, because some of the text, like on-screen text was talking about like as of November 2018. So it's like, that's when they were editing the show, mm-hmm. you know? So like it just, they like just filmed it like this past year.
Yeah. R. Kelly threatened to sue if they,
oh,
if
there's
they
all,
move forward with it. And they were like, who gives a shit? Oh, he'll be in jail. We're yeah. airing it.
Fuck him. They do put disclaimers like every before every episode and like during. It's like R. Kelly has been exonerated of all charges, blah, 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 and denies any claims of blah, de, blah, de, blah. I think just they're doing that to be like,
of course.
He's not involved with this, but
well, this new charges are coming.
This many people are not wrong, and look at all this evidence. Like, he's a fucking monster.
Well, move on to another monster.
Oh.
Did you see the new Drake video that surfaced?
No. What's wrong with Drake?
From one of his concerts. I think it was back in...
Uh-oh. Schaub will be so upset. Doesn't Schaub love some Drake?
I don't know. I've always thought Drake is a douche. You know that. I've said it from the jump. He's the most studio-created rapper I've ever seen. He's a rich kid that was an actor in a wheelchair.
He was on Degrassi.
He is not a fucking rapper. Sorry, folks. But anyway.
He does make some fun stuff. A video
was released of him kissing a girl at one of his concerts.
Uh-huh.
And he asked the girl, how old are you? And she says, oh, I'm 17.
Ooh. Well,
and that's illegal where they were at.
Okay. I was about to say, in some states, that is the...
And he said, oh, shit. And then kisses her again, grabs her tits...
This is at and, a concert while yeah, he's while concert. He's performing.
Yeah, and then he says, I've enjoyed our time. Like, all kind of just sick as fuck.
What?
Creepy as hell.
Huh?
And it's from a few years ago. I mean, he was in his well into his 20s. But
people are
fired up about that. And you know what? I don't feel bad for him. You got no better than that. You're just dumb. You're too dumb to be famous if you make that mistake. In this social media age, I don't feel bad for you.
Yes, I do agree with that. However, he was if he was in his 20s and she said he was 17, still not great, but does he know the I mean, it varies by state. Was he in Canada? Who knows?
It doesn't just it should if you're not 18, you're not 18. Nowadays you just can't risk it with all that what is
some
each?
States it's 19, yeah, I think. But it's, but
if everyone's not
it could
of
be 16,
age.
17, it's still yucky and he should know better. That's just I
just think it's fucking ridiculous. You have to, you know what, be better at being a celebrity. That's just bad,
right? You're be better at knowing that people are watching you all the time.
And stop wearing like, Alabama bandwagon sweatshirts before the national championship game and then we lose. He was rocking an Alabama sweat. He's such a fucking bandwagon fan.
Wait, who is he friends with that's an Alabama fan or something? That
I don't know, but there's a true thing out there. The Drake Hex, when he picks a team.
Wait.
Like, he was in there with Connor before Connor got mauled by Khabib.
That's the sporting event I was thinking of. I was like, he was out of place as a motherfucker in some sporting event we were watching. And I was like, why the fuck is Drake there? But it was Connor.
Yeah.
He was in Connor McGregor's corner. He was in his fucking corner. He has no goddamn business being in his corner. He's going to be like, make that hotline bling, Connor. Like, what the fuck does he know about fighting?
Yeah, fuck that guy, man. I hate Drake. Nah, hate is a strong word. I hate him, though.
Like, I hate Fergie.
Yeah, I've just never been a fan, even if his studio created music is
yeah.
fun to some people.
Yeah, I think it's fun. I think some of it's
the
fun.
The only song I liked is the Hotline Bling, and yeah. I only liked it when Jimmy Fallon did it as Bob Dylan.
Oh, speaking of Jimmy Fallon, did you see Jimmy? Or I watched it on my phone the other day. He did a reenactment of a Bird Box scene, like with the Roots and
yeah, with Lindsay smoking Lohan.
Yeah. Oh, I love you, Jimmy Fallon.
She's the person that raped Almy in the cigarette suit.
Oh, she looks like
A cigarette to me.
She looks bad. She's real smoked bad.
Several packs a day since she was 8.
Okay, she's younger than us significantly.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I don't know how old she is, but I think she's like 30.
She's a nightmare.
Maybe. But she looked, I mean, like, and in that video, I was like, what happened to you? She looks all frail and like, she clearly.
She looks like Tara Reid looked after Tara Reid got famous and started to look like an old lady from the neck down.
So she clearly has an eating disorder. Like, I don't.
She has had at some point, like women, that's a great, women that have had a lot of them that have had eating disorders, they end up with that, like, almost scoliosis. Like they get so thin it pulls their shoulders forward.
It's sad.
Then when they even gain weight though, their posture is incorrect.
She's off the wagon though with whatever disorder she has, because she looks like a skeleton, and like it's like she can't even, like, I don't know, she looks 100 and she shouldn't, because she's young and like super pale, and she's just, I don't know, it just makes me sad. I'm like, what happened to the girl from Parent Trap and Herbie Fully Loaded? Like, you had so much promise.
Every time she moves to a new country and adopts their accent.
Oh, she pulls a fucking Madonna.
Punch her in the face. Yeah, Madonna with her new ass implants looks like shit too, by the way.
That looks like a bunch
her
of
dumpy ass.
I was talking
cheese ass.
I don't remember who it was I was talking to at work about it. It was either Amanda or Colleen, but like it was like she's like, yeah, like those dog toys where they stuff like plastic bags and like feathers and trash in it. Like that's what it looks like. Just like random shit.
Her damn new bumper is disgusting.
It's why, Madonna? Like,
do better ass implants too,
or
people.
Just don't get like, or just get like a lift.
You can't get a new ass if you don't also get new legs that match that ass.
You need,
it's stupid.
You need muscle tone. Like, go to the gym and then like get something that fits. Like,
it has to match though, so it'll never work. You have to match a woman's hamstrings,
right?
Because it's her hamstrings that attach to her glutes.
So she's got toothpicks on fucking cotton balls.
Yeah, she's got. Absolutely. She looks like a Q-tip right uh-huh. there, like a big, like, huge, fluffy Q-tip.
Like those Q-tips that we have for like babies that like where it can't go all the way in your ear. They're
too big. Madonna's always been ripped. So you can't put a fat person's ass on a skinny legged, ripped.
Well, but she's not ripped anymore because she's, I don't think she's like, I don't know, man. It's disturbing. I was like, what?
Plus, don't be 60 when you get the ass implant.
Just don't do that when you're like, just age gracefully for fuck's sake.
She threw that way out the door years ago because she could have aged gracefully.
Okay, here's one though. Cher. Cher's had a shitload of plastic surgery too on her face, but her body is pretty incredible. Like she's 70 and looks amazing. 70 something. I mean, and she's definitely had some work done, but it's not like overly, like she also works hard at keeping her body in shape and fit and tight in places where a 70-year-old's body shouldn't be tight.
I mean, yeah, Cher.
Madonna looks like she's just fucking thrown all that out the window and been like, I'm just going to get weird surgeries.
She's had grills at points. I mean, she's definitely got issues with
when
aging.
She did the accent though, when after she was married to Guy Ritchie, she was dead to me after that. I was like, no, bitch, no, you don't. Like, and I'm one that, like, when I moved to Louisiana, there's certain things that, like, I'll pick up on, like, certain dialects, like when I say certain things when I'm immersed in that culture or whatever. I've never lived outside the United States, but I can pretty much guarantee you I'm not going to fucking come back with a British accent. Like, maybe I would like adopt some weird words they say, like, let's go on holiday or something. But like,
start calling your cigarettes fags.
I don't smoke, but like they call,
they do call them fags.
They call crackers biscuits. You know where I learned all this is Peppa Pig from, where when Gunnar watches it, but like you're from New York, bitch. You don't have a British accent. Stop it. And then all of a sudden it's gone because she's not, wasn't married to him. And then now she's New York again and American. Weird. I don't know.
No, I'm anti-ass implant. Sorry.
Me too.
Of all, every kind. It's sad to me. It, fuck.
And
me.
I don't, like,
we're still dialing that. That's such a new, don't ever be in the first wave of any new surgery, idiots. Wait 20 years. When we're old, they'll perfect the asses like they did the tits.
I was just about to say, think about tit, like, breast implants in the 80s compared to now. Yes. It's like a fucking Pinto and a Rolls Royce. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Let the technology advance. But I don't know.
They're just a step above. I mean, just a couple weeks ago, they were injecting concrete and fillers into people's asses and they were dying. So, yeah, let them move along in the shit.
First. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not a fan of ass implants either at all, but like, that's not anything I would ever need.
No, I mean, I don't think women need, you know, if they want to change their bodies or certain areas, that's fine. Like lifts and stuff, I totally get and I support if someone wants it. But when you decide to drastically turn your ass into Nicki Minaj, which is fake, and Kim Kardashian, which is fake, it's fucking ludicrous. I can totally see now as I get older and become just a grumpy old man that...
Get off my lawn.
How girls do get such a false idea of image from these fucking women.
Right.
That do this shit. For one, if you ever catch... Everyone gets a glimpse of like the Kim Kardashians on their shows when they have a makeup team and wardrobe people. Uh-huh. You catch a picture of Kim Kardashian's real ass,
you're
not going to have no boner. You're going to be like, that cottage cheese ass disgusts me. It's fake.
When she's like, yeah, well, and I mean, like all the pictures in the magazines, like photoshopped as fuck.
Well, and you can put Spanx on anybody now that are padded and fucking they body armor. They can create a whole new physique for anybody, men and women. You can get fucking, they sell these fucking ridiculous Under Armour type shirts for men now that have pec implants to make your pecs look
that's
big. Like, it's
stupid.
Fuck me in the asshole.
No.
Chaps my
I
ass.
Don't want to.
All right, we got to talk about Bird Box.
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
Okay, so I did like it.
Movie.
I liked it. However, disclaimer, and. We did have to split it out up over 2 days because I was having such anxiety about the kids. Like, I mean, those fucking kids were adorable.
Just the little girl for me.
The little girl. Yes, for sure. Mostly the little girl because she was so little. Too cute and too little. The little boy was cute too, but he was a little bit older to where, like, I feel like he could probably handle himself somewhat. This is a movie, guys. Don't fucking... judge. But the little girl, she looked like she was like 4, and that's like right around the age Gunnar is. And she just, every time I see a little girl like that, I just see my little nieces and I just want to protect her. And she was the cutest thing in the world, and it was giving me such anxiety in the fucking canoe. So like, I mean, anybody that's even seen the previews or if you've seen the movie, it's like a time jump kind of thing. Like you go back and forth to like the movie starts with like her and the kids getting in this canoe and they got to wear fucking blindfolds and whatever. And then it like time jumps back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So they kept going to them in the canoe on this river and it's crazy. So we had to stop the movie at one point because I was like, I can't handle it anymore. Like, I feel like something bad's going to happen and I can't handle it. So we turned it off and then we watched the rest of it. After we came back from going out on Saturday night, and I was a little tipsy. I was like, I think I can handle it. Let's watch the rest of the movie. And it was good. And but it was just stressful because anything with kids and animals stresses me out. And at just the potential rage it would cause. No, it's pretend, but still.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I mean, I thought it was good. And it's, to me, it's a total, what's the word? It's like a manifestation of the Bible to me.
Well, you said it was like...
very biblical.
It was a biblical reference. I don't know what it's referencing.
Well, the demons, if you've read...
So the creatures.
If you've read the Bible, which I know you haven't read the Bible. I haven't read the whole Bible, but
yeah.
I was... you know, raised in a lot more church.
Uh-huh.
And in the Bible, the demons are, if you look at them, it's so awful that if you see them, your mind can't handle it.
Oh.
And you will go crazy, insane.
Uh-huh. And kill yourself.
In the Bible, it just says you'll go crazy, insane.
Okay.
So, yeah. And because we didn't see them,
uh-huh.
You know, they're invisible in the movie. You can see the movement from them. But
I was... Part of me was hoping they would reveal something about them. I'm glad they didn't, though, because it would have been terrible. What they did with it was good, where it was just like you could see like trees moving and like mm-hmm. wind. Like it was like they were there. The birds freak out. Like
mm-hmm.
that was, I think they did that well. Like yeah. It's like, you know, they're there. That's all they need.
There's three main biblical references to me. The demons,
uh-huh.
the mind games.
Uh-huh.
That they talk about in the Bible numerous times that Satan will use.
Right.
Like when she's hearing her old boyfriend, the guy that
And when the little kids are hearing her voice.
Yeah, and they're trying to trick and all
saying,
that.
Saying, take off your this. Blindfold. Take you know, off
and then the biggest one is just the whole plot of the Bible is blind faith.
Right. Right. Yeah, true.
That's the whole sentiment. True. So to me, I thought it was, there's theories out there that it was or wasn't all intentional like that, but
well, clearly there's a clear similarity. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's whether it was intentional or not. I mean, that's pretty obvious with just your explanation. It's also I've seen The Happening. I don't fucking remember what was causing people.
Me either. I don't remember.
I've seen it. It's the M. Night Shyamalan movie. I remember people just like whenever they would be consumed with whatever virus or whatever it was causing like hordes of people to like just jump off buildings and kill themselves. And so it's somewhat similar to that, but they didn't have to wear blindfolds. It was like I think it was more of a virus in that movie. Mm-hmm. If I'm remembering correctly, I could be wrong though, but it was that whole element of it where you had to be blindfolded was terrifying.
I thought it was a cool new,
yeah.
I mean, I know it's like meme central now.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah.
But whoever wrote it, like that is
it's pretty brilliant.
Something
yeah.
different for sure. Like from looking at the previews of it, I thought it was going to blow monkey dick. So I was like, I'm not really even interested. A blindfold movie.
No, you watched it for me.
And then Sandra Bullock.
I was all about it.
I thought she killed it. Oh, Sandra's always good, man.
Of course
she's fucking.
Are you? Hello.
So underrated.
Sorry, what? Sandra Bullock? Of course she's going to fucking kill it. She's incredible. And my girl Sarah Paulson was in it at the beginning. That was her sister. She's from a ton of shit, including American Horror Story. And I thought one of my favorite people in it was John Malkovich.
Well, of course. He never sucks, ever.
He was like, you should hate him, his character. I loved him.
Most of the time, you do
I loved
hate
him.
John, not
he
every
was a
character.
He was such a prick, but I loved him.
He was
him.
Right most of the time.
He though. Was right. He was absolutely right. Kind of like how Shane was before his time in
Similar
Walking
to
Dead.
Daryl now.
Yeah.
And Daryl these last
yeah.
couple of years.
Like he was like, what the fuck?
It's like kill him. Kill
right.
them.
Just fight or just,
they all those people. All those people died because they didn't listen to him.
All those people died because.
They let that guy stay in the house when John Malkovich
said, "That one
said,
guy, get
him
the fuck out."
He
yeah.
killed the most people in the whole movie.
He did. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, but John Malkovich.
That
said,
one guy for
point
sure.
Blank.
Yeah.
Y'all are fucking up.
Yeah.
You're fucking up.
And
kill this sumbitch.
Yeah.
Throw him out. Kill him.
He was not right. I did not like that guy. Even though he convinced them that, like, oh, it's cool, baby. No, I didn't like him. And then, yeah, he fucked everything up. I hate him. And the girl from you didn't watch this with me, but that from Dumplin', that other movie on Netflix, she was in it.
Yeah, I haven't watched that.
It was cute. That movie was like It was set to the tune of Everything Dolly Parton, which made me so happy.
Everyone likes Dolly Parton.
Fuck yeah. So that movie is basically like, it's...
I've never met anyone that says, fuck Dolly Parton. I really haven't. Everyone loves it. If you don't like Dolly Parton...
What was that?
Oh, that was my... I actually set my text message to have a...
a different thing?
A tone now, so I can...
I just thought that some kind of like church bell went off in our house. I was like, what's happening? You were just talking about the Bible and now there's a church bell. Yeah, no, you should watch that movie. It was cute. It's, but I was surprised. I was like, oh, she must be like a little, like a Netflix actress now that's going to be in like some
shit. Most of the actors now are telling flat out. They interviewed Julia Roberts at the whatever Golden Fox Awards. And she was like, I'm done with movies, doing TV. Like Netflix and shit, I wouldn't do movies either. I'd do Netflix.
Why? I mean, yeah, I mean, it's, and.
Too many options. I'd do TV.
So much content and shit out there.
Punisher starts back January 18th.
What does?
Punisher.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, January 18th. That's like. Finally. Next week?
That's next week. What about Mindhunter?
I don't know.
For Christ's sake.
I don't believe it's coming back because I liked it too much. It's my punishment for binging it, my first show ever.
That was what began.
It's my first binge
a lot,
ever.
Yeah. I was real proud of you for binging that whole thing. But the guy that played Ed Kemper was at the Golden Globes. He had a cute video on Instagram where they had like some kind of thing. One of those like video booth things there. Mm-hmm. And he posted on Instagram. He was like, this decade started with me like living in my car, like moved to LA to try and make something of myself. And now this decade is ending with I'm going to the Golden Globes. He took his mom as his date. And it's like the video of him like dancing in this thing like with his mom. And it's just the cutest thing.
He should have won every award an actor can get for his portrayal of Ed Kemper.
He fucking nailed it.
And a lot of great actors.
And he...
And no one... You just look at video of Ed Kemper.
Yes.
Photos of Ed Kemper. And that dude became Ed Kemper.
Cameron Britton is his name.
Without much... No prosthetics.
No. Just... His mannerisms, everything. It was so spot on. And he's so young. He's like a young kid. And he fucking nailed it. Cameron Britton, you're my hero.
Yeah, no, he's fucking fucking good. But I'm excited about Punisher. I can't wait to see what they do with the story.
About that. Yes. I'm
a Punisher snob, so I was skeptical about John Bernthal's The Punisher.
I knew he would be good. I knew it. I fucking love it. Did you see he posted a picture on Instagram, or no, he didn't. Some Walking Dead, like it's like the Walking Dead behind the scenes or something, posted a picture of him with the girl that plays like 8-year-old Judith Grimes, and it was like father and daughter finally meet. I was like, I love this so much. But I listened to today, because I'm constantly behind on every podcast. I listened to Cinemondo, their episode where they reviewed Haunting of Hill House, and they called it This Is Us with Ghosts. Yeah. I thought it was just like really funny because that's pretty spot on.
Yeah, that show lost me. I know it kept you, but...
Oh, I loved it.
I need it to either be... And that's a great mixture, and that's the reason why I didn't like it. It's great that they reviewed it like that because I need you to either be thoughtless scary or be a tearjerker.
Or like relationship, emotional. That's why I love
it.
Mix
the two, I can't do it.
I love it.
My brain doesn't have the capacity.
That's what makes me like be so much more invested in the people is like that. And then it's like, oh yeah, there's all this fucked up shit going on. And a lot of it isn't even have to do with ghosts. It's like there is a lot of ghost shit in it, but there's also, it's like at the root of it, it's a lot of like mental illness and like addiction and all kind of shit. And I loved that show. It was really good. Well, and there's a lot of good actors in it.
I've got to ask you this before I explode.
What?
Hey, you heard the story about your former LSU football player?
Who?
Got shot by his dog.
What? What?
Yeah, he's a LSU lineman. You wouldn't know him.
Oh.
His name is Matt Branch. He was a lineman like in... It's like 2010 or 2011.
What asinine dumb shit was he doing to get shot by his dog?
He was out with his buddies hunting duck.
Okay.
And he had put his shotgun in the bed of his truck.
Uh-huh. It's a white guy.
Yeah, he's a lineman, guard, offensive guard. and his dog jumped up into the truck, stepped on it, and took it off safety.
Oh, no.
And somehow, when he stepped on it again, it fired, and it shot through the side of the truck.
What the fuck?
And basically blew his leg off from, like, the thigh down.
So he didn't die, did he?
No.
Okay.
But he's in the hospital now, recovering. Like, they had to amputate it from the thigh down from his dog.
What are the fucking odds, though?
Zero.
I'm sorry, pal, but that was destiny. Your leg was not meant to be whole. If that's the case. I mean, that is insane.
I've just got skeptical hippo eyes. Like, I'm wondering, did a buddy shoot him and he's taking the fall?
Oh.
Like, that is just, that's a You're little so far smart. For me of like, the dog did it. And it's, I mean, maybe. I wasn't there.
I immediately believe it. I'm like, yes.
I just picture a Dick Cheney like argument amongst buddies out in the woods. And he's like, I'm not going to fucking ruin my buddy's life over who fucked who. And he fucking shot me on accident.
If that is true, though, what are the fucking odds?
I don't know. If the dog did it.
Oh, my God.
What'd they do to the dog?
What does he do for... He wasn't playing football for a living anymore, was he?
No, he only played like 2 or 3 years at LSU. Okay. Injuries ended his career. They were out in Louisiana hunting ducks.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That sucks so bad. But Jesus Christ, if that's really true, dude, you weren't meant to have a whole leg. I'm sorry.
Had like, to be a retriever. I'm just picturing the dog because out doing duck, it's going to be a retriever.
A lab or golden retriever. Yeah, 100%. And it's up there in the bed of the truck. Ha, ha, ha. This is in my way. Get it out of the way.
I mean, if it was confined to the bed of the truck and it's excited to be hunting, I could see it running like crazy in the bed and stepping on the gun and scooting it over.
Most important question. The dog's okay, right?
I mean, they don't say. It just said the dog shot him.
Okay.
So the dog is clearly a gangster. No matter what.
I picture the dog now with like a Tupac bandana.
Can you imagine what that dog did when that shotgun and like went a off, sun, though?
And like sunglasses.
That close to Bless it. It probably jumped out of the truck.
No. Those dogs are trained to have guns shoot right over their heads because they're hunting dogs.
That shit's crazy.
It was probably a little because it was under its foot. Like it probably, it was out of sorts. Because
the
it
recoil.
And I don't think his little...
But the gun, if no one was holding it, when it fired...
Oh, it probably shot back.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you shot my shotgun before. That fucking thing shot to the other side of the truck.
I pictured that you were thinking the dog was like holding the gun.
No, like Conan's dog when they did the little arms for I poop on you,
like
dog.
Triumph.
Yeah. No, I did not picture that at all.
With his little like paw finger on the trigger.
Index finger.
And then for real with like the Tupac bandana. Motherfucker. Yep. I said I wanted biscuits.
No, I picture a dog scurrying on it. Like, just if they stepped dance. On it and then it started to move, like John would do, like a rug.
Like,
so then they start, then they spin out on
Tappity it. Tappity tap dance.
So it's possible, I guess.
Yeah.
It still sounds insane to
it
me.
It is though. Possible. Hey, did you hear that Christian Bale won the Golden Globe for Vice? We need to watch that. For Dick Cheney?
Yeah, I heard that.
We need to watch that when it comes out. And... God damn it, there was another one. Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I'll watch that.
I want to watch that big time. That guy won a Golden Globe too, that guy's fucking
Everybody
awesome.
Pictures him as other... To me, he's always the Saudi prince from Night of the Museum.
Yes, I knew exactly. Like when I was listening to Fighter and the Kid and they were talking about it, I was like, nobody's going to say he's... I was expecting Shaw to chime in because he's such
he's
a kid.
Prince. He's King Tut, right?
Yes, but Shaw was such a little kid like you. I expected him to be like, he's a Knight of the Museum. He's King Tut.
King Tut.
Yeah, he's the Egyptian guy, which actually, and he's apparently like
Egyptian,
but he's an incredible actor. And
people act like he's good. He's not a good looking guy. His eyes are fucking
interesting.
Weird. He's interesting looking.
He's very 100% interesting.
Give that not good looking.
But a lot of people find like he's got that just. Yeah, like ethnic, like it's a lot of people do find that like sexy and good looking. And I understand it. It's not doesn't do it for me. He's cute and he's a fucking badass actor. But like, yeah, he looks like a cartoon character to me.
Mm-hmm. His eyes are strange.
Yeah. But he
I'm not saying he's bad looking.
No. He does look like Freddie Mercury, though.
I want to see it.
I do, too. Real bad.
I haven't seen him in Freddie Mercury garb. I haven't seen any previews.
I just want to watch it. I've seen some previews and I'm like, oh, I want to see it. Like, he, you know, it's not supposed to be Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, but he was taking the movie too far. I listened to all the stuff. He was wanting to film like the fuck fest of Freddie Mercury.
Right.
Like all the orgies. And
yeah, like they started filming with him.
Real,
and then,
real.
Yeah.
And the people were like, we can't make that movie.
That's not a for the public
it's too
movie.
Far. Yeah. It's true, but it's too far.
It did happen, however.
No, I was ready for Sacha Baron Cohen to do
let's
it.
Let's
focus like, this
on the
will
music.
Be
yeah.
Gnarly.
Yeah, he. I think he ended up winning a Golden Globe for something else, but for that show he did, that crazy, like, This Is America or something. But yeah, we definitely need to see Bohemian Rhapsody. I think it's still in the theater, though, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm just ready to watch the Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga when it comes out on.
I want to see that, too. I didn't think you wanted to see it.
When it's on demand, yeah. Totally.
Oh, A Star Is Born?
Yes.
I'm dying to see that.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I'm a fan of Lady Gaga. I'm sorry. I love her ass. Love her.
I'm a fan of her now since she came out of her meat dress stage.
Yeah. But I mean, I've been a bigger fan.
She's always been talented, for sure.
I've always been a fan of her. Yeah. I've been a bigger fan of her since she was on American Horror Story. Duh. She was on that show as like a vampire. Like queen thing. It was awesome. And I love seeing her in that movie with like no makeup and just like, I don't know. I think she looks awesome and she's got a fucking incredible voice. Girl can sing. So I want to see that too. Is that not on demand yet?
Not yet. I've been looking for it. It may be now. Tuesdays are when new movies load.
I feel like shit's in the movie theater for like 3 weeks and then it's out. But I know it's longer than that.
Yeah. Did you know that in professional darts?
No.
Over,
I'm going to tell you right now.
Over in England, a championship is being disputed over farts.
Whoa. What? Champion darts.
Yeah. The guy that lost is saying he lost because the other guy was farting the whole time on the platform. And the guy that won is saying...
Whoever smelt it, dealt it.
No, I swear on my children's lives that it was not my fault. Whoever. I have had a bad stomach before and farted on stage and admitted it. So I'm not going to say that farting doesn't happen on stage. But he didn't fart this time. Usually if I fart, I shit myself.
Well, that's,
this is a real
that's
story.
Taking it a little. I mean, you don't have to take it that step further. I didn't fart because I would have shit myself. No, you could have. He could have literally just said, "Who smelt it, dealt it."
Good God! No.
Bye bye.
That's awesome, though. That
why would somebody farting on stage make farts. you lose a? It's
said he was repulsed.
It's darts, like it.
I'm terrible at darts, no matter whether people are farting, smoking.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what is somebody farting next to you? Is it a, it's not an
eating
competition.
I think it's a strategy. I'm all for it. If farting is going to get you out of your game, he's going to get farted on every time he competes from now on.
I hope he does.
Every guy that plays him is going to be shitting on top of him.
You better wear a gas mask to your next darts throwing competition.
Darts, though.
Should we do that at our next bowling on Friday night?
You know, I'm getting thrown out with all the
how could they prove it? We got 100 people in there bowling. Who is doing that?
All the old damn angry bastards of bowling would dispute everything. That would be the next sport I would expect it from after dark stuff.
From Bob Long.
That is funny. Darts and farts.
Darts and farts. That's why I got confused. I was like, hang on, we're talking about darts. Now you're saying farts.
Only in England, though.
All right, what else you got?
That's it. I'm ready to wrap this one up.
Yeah, perfect.
We're golden.
Perfecto.
Yeah, so we will see you guys again here in a week or so, whenever the fuck we want.
Whenever we feel like it, apparently. We're just going to release episodes whenever. We're not gonna commit to a day because
we're too big for that now.
No, stop.
Too famous.
No, it's 1,000,000% not it. We're just the worst. Sorry.
No, it's just we've done 60-something shows now, and we're parents. It's hard to stay that regimented.
We're parents.
And I don't want to burn out on podcasting to where we don't enjoy it.
What is that?
That was a ghost.
It's your phone.
No, it's not.
Some YouTube video just started playing on that closed computer.
Boom.
It's a ghost.
This house is haunted as fuck.
Oh, well, of course it is.
That's incredible. Neither one of us are anywhere near this. We have two laptops. One is closed.
It's closed.
And y'all can hear it playing.
Probably. I don't know if they'll be able to hear it or not, but that is creepy. I thought it was because your phone will just randomly start playing videos.
Sure.
Of Pandora or something. Now there's like computer. It's that video I was watching on YouTube about the Reaper. About how to like podcast with Reaper. I recognize the guy's voice. Yep. All right, let's wrap this up so I can tell this ghost to go take a hike.
All right. Well, we will talk to you all soon. And shout out to all of our podcasting buddies, Po' Boys,
Blunt Mommy,
Bearded Dad.
Ooh, we said that in unison.
Yeah.
Hashtag no offense.
Drinks with Drinks and Larry.
Drinks and Larry. Shit happens when you party. Nate.
Yep. Team Almy. What's up?
Yeah, yeah.
Any pods will do.
Unbelievably stupid podcast.
Yeah, that is another one. Everybody needs to go and follow John's new show and fucking subscribe to it.
Yep.
John is the goat. We know that. And so follow him and check him out. And we'll holler at you guys soon with some new guest lineups. And we will be getting, should have Richard Tillman's Guest of the Year belt this week and have that on his way to him.
And then we'll get a picture of him wearing it to his son's soccer practice and
and everywhere else.
And to Starbucks and to the grocery store. Richard, we're counting on you. We love you.
Yep. We all take it easy and fuck yourselves.
And everyone. Good night.